Why is it the sovereign will of God for evil to exist? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide radio broadcast, where we have been talking over the past several programs about the will of God and the will of man. We've established through the scriptures that the will of God is sovereign, and that the will of man is limited, and the choices which man makes are limited or framed by the circumstances which God creates and permits for every individual, which is why the book of Hebrews says that the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the author and finisher of our faith. Now, in our last broadcast, we got into the subject of why evil exists. And one of the things that we established in the scriptures was the fact that the Lord God Himself takes full responsibility for evil existing. And He says in Isaiah 45:7, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So God takes full responsibility for everything that is going on in the world, and He says that it is He who has created it. It is He who has done it. In Isaiah 54:16, He continues, Behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire and that brings forth an instrument for his work. and I have created the waster to destroy. In other words, I have created the destroyer. The waster there is the Hebrew word mishkith, which means the one who ruins, or the ruining one, the one who destroys. And God says, I have created the destroyer to destroy. Now, obviously, God has a purpose in all of these things. And the point is that the destroyer who destroys is evil. And God says, I created the destroyer to destroy. In other words, he was created evil from the beginning. There was never a time when Satan was a perfect angel who rebelled against God and sinned. And that notion came from Isaiah 14, which many people believe is a description of Satan and what happened to him when he was a perfect angel who fell, and Ezekiel 28:15 in particular, where it talks of the king of Tyrus or Tyre and how he wanted to sit on the mountains of God and how he rebelled against God and was perfect in his ways until iniquity was found in him. Well, let's look at these. And let's actually look at the Hebrew and let's see if it really says that. Because you see, we have read and quoted myriad of scriptures which have said that God created evil and that Satan was evil from the beginning. The scripture says he sinned from the beginning. The scripture says he was a murderer from the beginning. In other words, he was created that way. But some theologians will say, oh, no, he was a perfect angel that fell. And they base it on one single verse of the Bible, Ezekiel 28:15. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. One single verse, and they build a whole theology upon one single verse. Now, there's a problem with that. That's not proper exegesis, because every scholar knows that Scripture must support Scripture and Scripture must reinforce Scripture. Now, you can turn to me and say, well, Bern, how about Isaiah 14? Doesn't that reinforce Ezekiel 28? Isn't this talking about the one and the same Satan who fell? No. Isaiah 14 is talking about the king of Babylon. Why? Because it says in that chapter that he died. Satan didn't die. In fact, Satan cannot die. He is a spirit. Spirits don't die. And so we know that Isaiah 14 is ruled out just on that basis alone. But I want to talk to you a little today about this concept of Satan being a perfect angel who fell and rebelled against God, when all the rest of the scripture says that God created evil, evil. Now, if you'd like to hear that teaching, which was last week's teaching, I invite you to go to our website, www.walkinginpower.org, and click on the top of the homepage where you will see the radio broadcast button. Go to the radio broadcast and click on last week's broadcast, and we'll show you all the scriptures in that broadcast. By the way, you can freely download it to save the broadcast, or you can listen to it online. And we also have books and audio tapes that you can either use online or freely download to your computer, and they're free as a blessing to you. And we hope you enjoy the website, www.walkinginpower.org. O-R-G. Well, let's continue. So are we going to build a whole theology regarding Satan on a single Bible verse? Nobody does that. Neither Catholic, Orthodox, or Protestant scholars, or non-denominational Bible scholars. Scripture has to support Scripture, and all the scriptures regarding evil say that God created evil that way from the beginning. It says Satan was a murderer from the beginning, and there was no truth in him. From the beginning is implied. In other words, he was created that way. So what do we do with a scripture like Isaiah 28:15? You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in you. Well, we can't have scripture contradicting scripture. So what does that tell us? It tells us that there has to be something wrong with the translation of this verse. That's what it tells us. And there is no way that you can bypass that, because Scripture must support Scripture. In the Rhema revelation of Scripture, there is no contradiction whatsoever in the Word of God. Why? Because the original Scriptures, the original manuscripts, are the manuscripts which are inspired or scribed by the Holy Spirit. Now, what man does with them is an entirely different subject. And if you don't believe that, just go out and buy yourself a dozen Bibles and start reading the same verse, any one you want, in each of those Bibles, and you'll see that there are variations in every translation, in most instances. And so what we see is that what man does with the translations is an entirely different matter. Now, does Ezekiel 28:15 actually say, "You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you"? I've got a problem with that verse. How could iniquity be found in Satan or in a perfect angel, if you want to speculate that, unless it was there to begin with, just on the basis of the law of cause and effect, which is a universal law that operates throughout the universe and throughout the world? You cannot have an effect without a cause. There has to be something there to cause it. And that's why the rest of the scriptures say that he was a murderer from the beginning, from the time of his creation, and the truth was not in him. You see, we have to be mature enough as Christians to understand that God is teaching man through evil by contrasting good and evil. That's what the scripture says. We read them last week. If we've got a little time before the end of the program, I'll mention them again for you to reinforce it. But let me just say that God teaches by contrast, and God is doing a short work on the earth. And he said in Isaiah that man may learn righteousness, what is right. So what it boils down to, what it really means, is that God created an adversary to himself. Can you imagine that? Think of the confidence that God must have in himself and his ability to achieve his purpose and his end, which is to instruct the whole creation in righteousness. God actually created a being that was the total opposite of what he is, but not equal to him, that is to God. Why? Because the created is never equal to the creator. But nonetheless, a being who is the total opposite of what is in God. And then God breathed life into that being, and that being became the most evil thing in existence. And the Bible calls him Satan, or in the Hebrew, Satan. Now, was he really created that way? Well, what do you believe? Do you believe Ezekiel 28:15 as it's translated in the King James Version of the Bible, which many people believe is divinely inspired and the only divinely inspired version of the Bible that exists? That's nonsense. The fact is that if you examine the doctrine of the King James Bible, you will see very clearly that it is Roman Catholic Augustinian doctrine. It comes from Augustine, and the reason is because the King James translators were Roman Catholics at the time that they broke away from the Roman Catholic Church to establish the Church of England. And if you don't believe that, just look at the Church of England and examine its doctrines and its ritual practices, and you will see that it is a carbon copy of Rome. I'm speaking only as far as historical comment is concerned. I'm not bashing anybody. That's not my intent. I'm talking history. And what I am saying is that the King James translators simply took that concept of Roman Catholic doctrine into the King James Version of the Bible. And they said Lucifer was a perfect angel who fell. And where did they get that from? From Augustine. And where did Augustine get that from? From Jerome. because actually the word Lucifer doesn't even exist in the Old Testament Hebrew. It's an adaptation that Jerome made from the Hebrew word that means to howl, like a wolf howls. Go check it out for yourself. I don't have time to get into it right now, but you can find the information for yourself and see that it's true. And so, the word Lucifer itself is fictitious. It comes from Augustine and Jerome. And the King James Version of the Bible is loaded with Roman Catholic doctrine. It is, in actuality, a Roman Catholic Bible. And why? Because if you look historically, you will discover that at the time of its writing, which was the early Reformation period of history, the King James translator had just departed from the Roman Catholic Church. So they were still Roman Catholic in their theology and in their thinking and in their doctrine. So when they translated this new Bible that they called the King James Version, they made a grave mistake. And that grave mistake that they made was to translate the Bible according to their doctrinal upbringing rather than according to the laws of language. Now, why is that a mistake? Well, let me demonstrate it to you. In Ezekiel 28:15, here's how they translated it. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you. Well, that fits the Latin Vulgate Bible doctrine. That fits Roman Catholic doctrine. Okay? But let's actually go back and let's look at the Hebrew itself in Ezekiel, starting with Ezekiel 28:14, and let's really translate it according to the laws of language and the true meanings of the Hebrew. Okay? If you want to write it down, you can write it down, jot it down, or just go to the website and download this recording of this program next week. But here's what it says. Let's look at it. You are the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Now that's Middle English. Let's go to Modern English and give the King James in an intelligible way. You are the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Okay, fair enough. But let's look at the actual Hebrews. You are the anointed cherub. Anointed, minshkak, which means consecrated. Cherub, in the Hebrew, kerub, which actually means something like a living chariot of God identified with a presumed storm wind. Well, that's pretty interesting because of the fact that spirits have always been equated to wind or breath. A storm wind, kerub. And I have set thee so. In other words, I have given you. Nathan means set, means given. And just before that, you are the kerub, the cherub that covereth. Not covereth, no. The word in the Hebrew, sakak, means to entwine or to ensnare. You are the consecrated windstorm that ensnares, or spirit that ensnares. And I have set you so. No, I have given you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways. You were perfect in your ways. In other words, is the way the King James translators translated it? No. The word for perfect, taumin, is you were entire or complete. In your ways, the word for ways in the Hebrew, derech, which actually means a road. Okay, figuratively speaking, this was a Hebrew expression for saying how one walks on the course of life, what road one takes. In other words, how one operates, their mode of action. From the day that you were created till iniquity was found in you. No, not until iniquity. was found in you. The word until there, ad, is equally translated as far as or as much as. Iniquity was found, the Hebrew matzah, means existed in you. It already existed in him. Now, what this shows us, if we use these Hebrew words, is that he was created entirely iniquitous, completely iniquitous from the day he was created. So how should Ezekiel 28, 14, and 15 read? Here's how it should read. You are the consecrated windstorm or spirit that ensnares, and I have given you as such. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were complete in your ways of operating from the day that you were created, as much as iniquity existed in you. In other words, the Lord was saying, you were complete as far as iniquity existed in you from the day that you were created. See, now this scripture fits with all the other scriptures that say that Satan was created evil from the beginning. It's just a matter of getting the Hebrew right. And Jesus has come to deliver us from that evil. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus? Do you not want to be delivered from the evil of the world? You can't do it by yourself, my friend. Neither can I. Why? Because the scripture says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners, and all sinners need a Savior, one who delivers. The word Savior means the one who delivers from the consequences of sin. And there are consequences of sin. And if you are in sin, as many of us have been or are, God will deliver you from your sins and give you a new beginning for the asking. There is no problem God cannot deliver you from. And if God has a way into your heart, he has a way out of your circumstances. Are you ready? Pray this prayer with me right now aloud, repenting of your sin. Invite Jesus Christ into your heart. I promise you, my friend, he will reveal himself to you as a living person, a living spirit person, but nonetheless a living spiritual being who is Savior of the world. Pray this prayer aloud right now, won't you?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water and Holy Spirit baptized, and get into Christian community where they can teach you the Word of God, and I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. Talk to you next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.